GDP is a number, not a mood. I'm David Brancaccio. We got the official calculation this week that the U.S. economy is now larger than it was before pandemic, as measured by gross domestic product. But how are people feeling? The University of Michigan has a reading on consumer sentiment shortly. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that.
There's been a sharp decline in consumer optimism over the past 3 weeks.
This fall corresponds perfectly with the rise in Delta variant across the U.S.
Jesse Wheeler at polling firm Morning Consult says consumers are worried the resurgence of COVID will make general business conditions worse rather than their own finances.
The decline in sentiment is driven by, you know, reading the news, the increase in cases, more than a direct impact on their wallets.
Fear of COVID and increased restrictions could drive some to pull back from in-person shopping and services.
There's no question that the Delta variant presents the number one risk in the near term for retailers.
Garrett Nelson follows the industry at CFRA Research.
The businesses that would suffer the most would be the small businesses, some of who just barely survived, as well as the mall-based retailers.
Nelson says those businesses have benefited the most from consumers going out to spend money again. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Two big carbon-based life forms, ExxonMobil and Chevron, both reported today they were profitable for the second quarter in a row, this after the worldwide contraction a year ago. Oil's been above $70 a barrel for weeks now, but some investors still aren't wild about oil companies risking money on more wells. Here's Marketplace's Andy Euler.
What big oil has traditionally done with profits is plow them back into expensive exploration projects. But the appetite for that kind of spending just isn't what it used to be. Investors want returns. Trey Cowan is an oil analyst at the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis.
So I think you see enhanced dividends. You see, you know, more share repurchases. I think those are two things that will come out of a lot of conference calls over the next two or three quarters. I mean, what else are they going to do with it?
Ellen R. Wald has some ideas. She's president of Transversal Consulting. She says if the companies aren't going to put the money into exploration,
we could see more investment in other types of energy technologies, renewables, batteries, either developing new technologies or acquiring companies that have these technologies.
She says when big companies are flush with cash, they often acquire other ones. In this case, those with new technologies or other oil companies. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Checking numbers now, the NASDAQ in early trading is down 0.6%, with Amazon down 7% after its profits beat expectations, but warned growth is set to be lower as the year wears on, as people more do more shopping in the real world. The Dow is down 24 points now. Europe, after its early disarray, has just surpassed the U.S. rate for COVID vaccinations, according to New York Times figures. Meanwhile, France has a new health pass for the vaccinated or recently tested to flash before entering public places. John Lawrenson reports from Rambouillet outside Paris.
In the Geox shoe store, a customer tries on a pair of block-heeled sandals. We're in the Bel Air shopping centre, one of the malls that the government says must be for vaccinated people only from August the 1st. The customer, Stéphanie Chasteloup, is a nurse, and she says strongly in favour.
Vive ce pass sanitaire.
Long live the health pass. You have the right not to get vaccinated, but not to stop other people getting on with their lives. Shopkeepers need to work, and we need to be able to treat other medical conditions than COVID.
Store manager Fabrice Morlon says the pass is a necessary constraint in order to stop the succession of lockdowns. We were closed half of last year, he says. A catastrophe. I don't want to go through that again. But he could lose customers. Thibaut de Boisfossé is one of France's many anti-vaxxers.
Show a pass in order to drink a beer with your friends in France, the so-called country of liberty, equality, fraternity? I'm giving up going to restaurants. I will boycott cafes. We can eat with our friends at each other's houses and shop at small stores, not supermarkets.
And many business people say applying the new restrictions will be difficult.
Excellent, merci.
At the Industrie Café restaurant in the historic center of town, owner Stéphane Romagnolo.
Controlling customers' papers is job for the police, not us. What are you supposed to do if there's one person who hasn't been vaccinated at a table of six? We're going to lose business, that's for sure.
For the government, though, the measure is already proving a success. The day after President Macron announced the vaccine requirement, a record number of almost 800,000 people went to get vaccinated. In Rambouillet, France, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.
And we watch one documentary film a month on Marketplace themes for what we call Econ Extra Credit here. For August, it's about a riveting exploration of a round-the-clock childcare facility. Through the Night features Dolores Hogan and her husband Patrick grinding through the hours to keep the kids happy, engaged, fed, and rested as their single parents work late or overnight jobs.
I have all different types of families in my daycare.
Hello, baby girl.
I have some that comes in at 6 o'clock in the morning that works at 8:30 at night. I have some that comes from 3:30 to 12:30 at night. I have some that comes in overnight. I see a lot of parents come in and break down. They don't want to do this, but they need to go out and work and pay their bills and take care of their family.
Look for the special screening link in our Econ Extra Credit newsletter next week. We'll have several hundred free links, first come, first serve. Sign up at marketplace.org/newsletters if you haven't already. Also, Through the Night is available on PBS subscription service or rentable from Amazon. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.